returned. You're listening to State of Belief on Air America Radio. I'm Reverend Welton Gaddy. It was Bachman's introduction by Pastor Mac Hammond that caught the attention of the Washington-based watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics.
We can't publicly endorse as a church, and would not, any candidate, but I can tell you personally that I'm going to vote for Michelle Bachman.
Now we have a real problem. Hammond was right that candidates can't be endorsed by a church. But the pastor should know that federal tax law also prohibits church officials from endorsing candidates or parties. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics filed a complaint with the IRS, and Living Word's tax-exempt status is now in question. Joining us right now is the senior counsel of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, Tim Mooney, who specializes in tax law cases. Tim, thanks for joining us on State of Belief.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
The Living Word Christian Center says that Pastor Hammond misunderstood the IRS guidelines and promised that it wouldn't happen again. But Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics says it will not rescind the complaint. Why not?
Well, I think that first and foremost, I think the nature of the violation was egregious. It was a very clear violation. It's a fairly bright line rule that it says that churches, and indeed any other public charity, can't do anything that even remotely supports or opposes a candidate for an election. And as we've been discovering since the complaint's been filed, it's possible that Reverend Hammond actually may have known those rules a little bit better. Apparently, there was an election recording made back in 2004 where he gives a pretty good summary of what those rules are. So it seems that his knowledge of the rules may have been better than what they've led on.
Well, now, what triggered the complaint? Was it Pastor Hammond's comments of endorsement, or did you take issue also with Bachman's speech?
We were given a tip on this. I was told that it was on YouTube, which is for those of you who don't know what YouTube is, it's a very popular website where video is uploaded and can be easily viewed. I didn't really focus in on Senator Bachman's speech at all, and I really focused in on the fact that that the pastor was doing this in the midst of the services, and it was part of the introduction for what Senator Bachman's sermon was going to be. And I do have to say, regarding Senator Bachman, had she left out some of the political aspects, I think that her entire sermon would have been absolutely fine. There's nearly no problem inviting candidates to come and speak before churches.
Tim, I'm pressing this a little bit because we've got a lot of listeners who are really trying hard to understand these rules. If the pastor had not endorsed the candidate, was the candidate's sermon or speech in itself problematic for tax law?
I think that it probably would have been, and I think that that we would have probably also made the same complaint, but for slightly different reasons. I understand that Senator Bachman was the only one who was invited. Her opponent was not invited, and the nature of the fact that her speech was political. She spoke about this is an extremely important election, and this particular congressional race is one of the most important in the country. And I think that was still a violation. It would still be a violation even without Pastor Hammond's initial comments.
Of course, this isn't the first time this season that an internet video has caused campaign damage. I'm thinking of Senator George Allen's macaca comment. Has the era of YouTube changed the way you do your job, and do you think it will ultimately change elections?
Well, it's not just that YouTube makes those videos available for the entire world to see. Those video cameras have become a lot more ubiquitous. They are available freely. They're not the expensive pieces of luxury equipment that they used to be. Information that maybe may not have been as available, maybe we would have just had reports of certain things being said. Now we've got it in living color, and it really does make a difference. It certainly makes my ability to draft up a complaint a lot easier when you've got that kind of evidence. What's remarkable to me is the fact that these cameras are out in the open. Senator Allen referenced the fact that the gentleman had a camera. Pastor Hammond knew that the cameras were rolling because this was part of his church's regular weekly broadcast on the internet and to satellite locations. So what's remarkable to me is almost the hubris of some of these folks making these statements and engaging these activities despite the fact the cameras are rolling.
Tim Mooney, Senior Counsel of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics. Thank you for being here with us on State of Belief.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Now, one quick word before we go. State of Belief asked for comments on this matter from both the Michelle Bachmann Campaign and the Living Word Christian Center. Our calls for comments were not returned. You're listening to State of Belief on Air America Radio. I'm Reverend Welton Gaddy.